everyone. Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenroth. That was a different opening tune, wasn't it? That was a tune, Galatea, which I wrote back in 1971. And the name Galatea comes from a farming valley right in the middle of the North Island of New Zealand, where my sister and her husband had a dairy farm. I used to go down and visit them on the farm, and one day I wrote that tune, and I thought, it'd be nice to capture the name Galatea in an instrumental, and there you have it. I hope you enjoyed that. We're going to play some great bluegrass music for you, starting off with Chris Jones and the Night Drivers. Chris plays guitar, sings lead, Ned Lubarecki on banjo, John Weisberger on bass, Mark Stoffel on mandolin, Aaron Till on fiddle, and they all do bits of harmony, as do Darren Vincent on this song and that I've chosen, and Sally Jones, that's Chris's wife there. And the first song is one, I'd Rather Love You, Chris Jones and the Night Drivers.
If tonight should be our last night together, I'm not sorry that we fell in love at all. If tomorrow's sun should find me hurting, I know that the price for loving you would still be small. For I'd never know the thrill of your sweet lips and the chills I get just knowing that you're mine. 'Cause I'd spend my life not knowing what real love is. Oh no, though I'd be hurting, I'm still certain that I'd rather love and lose you than never know your love at all.
Some of those lovely low notes. Great country song. Chris Jones and the Night Drivers. We'll hear from them a little bit later on. Here's Blue Highway with a great song written by Tim Stafford and Steve Gully called Through the Window of a Train.
Everybody drives the same old roads these days. Don't see a thing, but they know the way. Every mile's a marker, every town's the same. Another place to stop, but not to stay. Daddy was a brakeman on the L&M. Sometimes he'd let me ride along with him. No matter where we'd stop along the way, everybody knew his name.
Different story down every line, people working hard just to live and die. I saw it all once upon a time through the window of a train.
People moving through a picture frame. Seems the whole world's further down the track, but I'm always looking back. I don't expect you all to understand or see the country like a railroad man. So many things you'd never realize unless you saw them with these eyes.
Jackson, hear the whistle call, and the sun goes down like a big red ball. In my memory, I still see it all through the window of a train.
Through the window of a train.
That's from the album Through the Window of a Train, Blue Highway. They just play it right, don't they? Lovely sound, lovely songs, and they just get the right amount of feeling in it. They're top band, Blue Highway. Ah, time for a fiddle tune from Bobby Hicks. Bobby Hicks came out to New Zealand in 1996, I believe it was, with the Ricky Skaggs Show, and I went and saw the show in Auckland and in Hamilton and in Wellington in New Zealand. I was pretty keen to see them, and we're fortunate enough to have Bobby come out, visited our place, and played some fiddle tunes with my wife Colleen, and it was a real treasure to have them playing some twin fiddle together. So here he is playing a tune called Twinkle Little Star. Not Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, but Twinkle Little Star. And on this one, he's got Mark Fain playing acoustic bass, Craig Smith on banjo. Well, you can't get better than that. Bobby's playing fiddle, of course, Brian Sutton on guitar, and Ronnie Mercurio mandolin. And Twinkle Little Star is a great tune. It's similar to one called Santa Claus, slightly, which is a banjo tune that I play, but it's still a great fiddle tune. Bobby Hicks. the stars can come and twinkle in my backyard any day if they're going to sound like that. Bobby Hicks and Twinkle Little Star with a band of experts playing along with him. Doc Watson probably did more for playing lead guitar, almost as much as Tony Rice did. He's just one of the great lead players. And I know when I was starting out playing bluegrass, Doc Watson had appeared on the scene and people were playing flat pick guitar like Doc, and it was just magic. And Doc was also a great banjo player. So I have here an album, Doc Watson Memories, and it's got Doc doing all sorts of different things. So we're going to hear a couple of tunes from Doc. One of them is a banjo tune. He was a fine old style banjo player, and then doing a bluegrass tune, but in a very sort of straight way. And by Rose of Old Kentucky, we're going to hear them both from Doc Watson, and hope you enjoy his sounds.
In the summer of 1934, Papa made my first musical instrument, a little five-string fretless banjo, and he played me a tune on it.
From now on, we're gonna dream. together from your loving arms I'll never go. Yes, she's my rose, I'll go Kentucky. I watch her bloom as a year old mine, and I know there'll never be another. Gonna love her till the day I die.
Well, that was Doc Watson with Rose of Old Kentucky, Sam Bush playing both the fiddle and the mandolin on that track, Courtney Johnson playing the banjo, and T. Michael Coleman on bass. Wasn't it nice to hear Doc sing that? In 1971, I saw Doc Watson and Bill Monroe together at Bean Blossom Festival, and just the two of them playing guitar and mandolin, and it was really obvious the respect they had for each other, so it was nice to hear Doc doing a Bill Monroe song then. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I hope you're enjoying the show that I've got happening for you. I'm enjoying digging into my CDs and finding out just what great music is in there. Back Porch Bluegrass comes from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand. And it's broadcast through Access Radio stations in New Zealand, Access Radio stations in Canada, Bluegrass Planet Radio, and as a podcast, available all over the world. And we're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, great music shop in Hamilton, New Zealand. Go and see them if you need anything to do with music, and they'll help you out. Great assistance there. They're all musicians, and they'll see you right. High Fidelity, what a great band. Here they are from their album Banjo Players Blues, doing a song called Helen.
Helen, the night that I met you, it seemed that my heart went your way. Love was the word that told the story. I wish you were here with me today. You told me that I need not worry, that you would always be mine. Helen, my darling, please tell me, a place in your heart I'll always find. I'm just hoping in vain.
You told me that I need not worry, that you would always be mine.
Helen, my darling, please tell me, a place in your heart I'll always find.
High Fidelity, making a great sound with the old song, Helen. Several years ago, I was at a festival in Grass Valley, and I heard the Becky Buller Band, and I was delighted. I just loved them. She had Dan Boner playing guitar. He's from East Tennessee State University, and fine musician. He's head of the Bluegrass Department, and I'd met Dan before, so I was pleased to see him and have a chance to chat with him again. And he introduced me to the rest of the band. It was Ned Lubericki playing banjo then too, and Becky Buller was playing fiddle and some clawhammer banjo and some guitar. So I bought a CD, of course, got her to sign it, which she did with a great big flashy silver pen. And I've picked a couple of songs off that for you today. One is, first one up, I prayed for you, I'll get that right. And on this one, she's playing fiddle and doing the lead vocal. Barry Bales is on bass. Ron Block on banjo. Flogged them from Alison Krauss's band. Jesse Brock on mandolin. Kenny Smith on guitar. And Stephen Mogan on harmony vocal. And it's a lovely song. And we'll hear from her a little bit later in the program as well. Becky Buller from the album Tween Earth and Sky. Becky Buller, and that was a pretty impassioned song, wasn't it? Oh, you got to have them. Here's Blue Highway again, and Sycamore Hollow.
Sycamore holler, I went down in my best of dress to take her from her father. With hair down to her waist the color of strawberries, down by the Forked Stream by nightfall we would marry. I sure love the farmer's daughter, daughter back in Sycamore Holler. On a horse 17 hands high, he rode in Sherman's army to Atlanta town against her will. They took my woman from me. Well, I grabbed my knife and both of my guns, and the loud voice I did call her. On the lightning horse I swore once more as I left Sycamore Holler, I will bring the farmer's daughter back to Sycamore Holler. To see the campfire flicker, four dead men lay behind as I leave that campsite with her. Now our children play in a forked stream out in Sycamore Holler. A boy like me, a girl like her, will always be together. I sure love the farmer's daughter back in Sycamore Holler.
Highway do that sort of stuff really well. That was Sean Lane playing guitar, singing lead. He wrote the song, and there's some fine picking by Rob Ikes there on a Shearhorn guitar. And sort of mysterious sounds of bluegrass. It's time for another fiddle tune. Here's an old-timer, Red Wilson, from the album Mountains, Moonshine and Music. Red Wilson, fiddler, and he's a great fiddle player and got some great old tunes on here. And I'd like to play you one called The Red Apple Rag from Red Wilson.
Thank you.
Sounds like we should be out standing under the apple tree and playing that on someone's back lawn with a bit of a barbecue going. It's that sort of tune, isn't it? A few people dancing around. Great, great rhythm, great drive to it. Hi, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I need to remind you that those of you who are Facebook users, which is not really me, I'm a sort of reluctant Facebooker, and but we do have a Facebook page, Back Porch Bluegrass New Zealand, or Back Porch Bluegrass NZ, and every week my oldest son Jeremy posts on that the playlist for Back Porch Bluegrass for the week, and it's got a list of the artists and songs and the albums that it came from. And if you're interested in the sources of the music, you can just go to that Facebook page, Back Porch Bluegrass NZ, and find out more about the songs, a little more about the songs there. And I guess you can write a note there, but I'm not quite sure what happens then. I think Jeremy forwards anything to me. I do my best to stay out of some of that stuff. Enough going on already. I'd like to play you a track from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. This is the same band that played the opening track called Galatea. And Alan Rhodes on lead vocals and guitar, Miles Ray on bass and tenor vocals, Graham Lovejoy on mandolin and baritone vocals, Colleen Trenwith on fiddle, and myself, Paul Trenwith, on banjo and occasional vocals. And this was a concert that we played at the Monaro Folk Festival in Canberra in 1972, and we're living in Australia and working around there, both in the folk scene and the country music scene and the club scene, anywhere we could get jobs, really. Full-time bluegrass band, 1972 in Australia. And I never knew the recording of this concert existed until just a month or so ago, when Miles was sent a copy by his friend Bill Moynihan in Australia. And we were just so excited to get it and find out what we sounded like way back then. And it's a great concert. It's there with all its glitches and bad parts, but we were playing pretty well. And the recording is, as you'd imagine, what we used whatever mics we had for the concert, and the recording came straight off the mic, so the balance isn't perfect, but we think we do a pretty good job. And I've selected a tune that we learned from the singing of Jim and Jesse. It's a long, long way to the top of the world, but it's only a short fall back down. Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, 1972, in Canberra, Australia.
It's a long, long way to the top of the world, but it's only a short fall. That gnawed my soul. I worked hard, made my fortune, but lost the heart of my darling. She got lonely and her love soon grew cold. It's a long, long way to the top of the world, on a rough road that winds round and round. It's a long, long way to the top of the world, but it's only a short fall back down. Now I'm a big man with money, but at last the love I once had, another man claims. I've reached the top of my world, but my heart's hit rock bottom. I can't make love through fortune and fame. It's a long, long way to the top of the world, on a rough road that winds round and round. It's a long, long way to the top of
Oh, it's good to hear that again. We did pretty well. Alan has a magic voice, still has, 75 years old, and he's still doing a great job. Here's the Becky Buller Band again with the song Nothing to You. Sound of Becky Buller and her band, and when she does a concert they do songs like that, and then they do a song with just a clawhammer banjo and a fiddle, or just a mandolin and a guitar. Big variation in a program. She writes lots of her songs, and she is a fun, interesting performer to watch. Oh, let's hear from Chris Jones and the Night Drivers again. Flat Creek, all set up for it here on number one. Yeah, let's go. Flat Creek.
By a stream too small to call a river, there's a place too small to call a town. For some, just a dot on the road there, but for me, it still is hallowed ground. I left 4 years ago in April for a job I knew I had to take. Now each day I stare out an office window, 3 states, 15 floors away. But Flat Creek is all that I picture when I close my eyes to dream. A few years ago I was young there, can't believe how long ago that seems. table while the fiddles played in tune up. Deep down, knew she'd find another. Still, it didn't hurt to dream just the same. Now she's got a son and a daughter. Someday I'll get used to her last name. But Flat Creek is all that I picture when I close my eyes to dream. A few years ago I was young there. Can't believe how long ago that seems. Can't believe how long ago that seems.
Chris Jones and the Night Drivers with a song called Flat Creek. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. We're getting close to the end now. I just need to remind you that the Morrinsville Country Music Club has a concert on the second Friday of the month at the Rotary Community Hall in Canada Street. And great music happens there. You never know quite what's going to go on. But if you get along on the second Friday of the month, you'll hear some great music. And Back Porch Bluegrass, the jam session that I host, is starting again on the 4th Sunday of the month. It'll be this week, end of this week, 24th of April, 2:30 at the Waikato Contract Bridge Club Hall, and first gathering for some time. So we're looking forward to getting together and seeing all the old familiar faces. Shouldn't say old, should I? And all the familiar faces, and hopefully play some great music. So come along if you have the chance and you're anywhere near Hamilton on Sunday afternoon. We'd love to see you. Time for a gospel song. Third time out, Russell Moore doing wonderful lead singing, When He Reached Down His Hand for Me.
Once my soul was astray from the heavenly way, I was tempted and blind as could be. My Savior above reached down with love. When He reached down His hand for me, when my Savior reached down for me, when He reached way down for me, lost and undone, without God or His Son, when He reached down His hand for me. In a tempest to Him I can flee, there to lean on His arms, safe, secure from all harm, since He reached down His hand for me. When my Savior reached down for me, when He reached way down for me, I was lost and undone, without God or His Son, when He reached down His hand for me, I was lost.
doubt God or his son.
When he reached down his hand for me,
oh, wasn't that pretty? Third time out, great band, great harmony singers, eh? Trained under Doyle Lawson, who I remember seeing Russell and cohorts when they were working with Doyle Lawson, and he worked them hard and taught them how to sing gospel, and they've gone on and they do a wonderful job. Here's an album that's a bit of a surprise. Alan Jackson, he's a country singer whose music I enjoy. When he recorded a bluegrass album, he surrounded himself with the best bluegrass pickers he could. Scott Coney on acoustic guitar, Adam Steffi on mandolin, Tim Crouch on fiddle, Tim Dishman on bass, Rob Ikes on dobro, we heard him in Blue Highway, Sammy Sheelor on banjo, Don Rigsby and Ronnie Bowman doing some harmony, and they do some great bluegrass music, and Alan really nailed it, I think, on many of these songs. I've picked out one for you. Let's get back to me and you. This is Alan Jackson from the Bluegrass album.
I'm always on the road, you're always all alone, and I'm not always there when I'm at home. I'm ready for a little change, I'm ready to accept some blame. So let's back up to yesterday. Let's get back in love, back to dreaming of all those little things we used to do. Let's start holding hands, let's start making plans, honey. Let's get back to me and you. It's not like it was when we fell in love, when all we had was enough. Well, I don't like the blues, I like love that's true, honey. Let's get back to me and you. And let's get back in love, back to dreaming of all those little things we used to do. Let's start holding hands, let's start making plans, honey. Let's get back to me and you. Yeah, let's get back in love, back to dreaming of all those little things we used to do. Let's start holding hands, let's start making plans, honey. Let's get back to me and you. Yeah, let's get back in love, back to dreaming of all those little things we used to do. Let's start holding hands, let's start making plans, honey. Let's get back to me and you. Well, honey, let's get on back to me and you. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Ah, great song from Alan Jackson. Let's get back to me and you. Well, just about time to end the show now. I'm going to take it out with an instrumental from a good friend of mine, Jean-Luc Leroux, a Frenchman. And I'll read out what it says on this album, Mandology. Jean-Luc Leroux has been a pioneer of an ambassador for bluegrass in the French-speaking world for 40 years or more. That was written a long time ago. Starting out in France and now continuing from his home in New Caledonia and sometimes Texas, he writes and records bluegrass music mostly in French with a decidedly French aesthetic, while at the same time managing to capture essential bluegrass feel and spirit. And Jean-Luc is a really nice guy. He's come out for a couple of the New Zealand's Kiwigrass festivals when we've had them, and I've had the privilege to play some music with him, and it's real good bluegrass, and he has a wonderful way with his mandolin, plays great guitar and sings in a classic French style voice that everyone just loves, but he's a great mandolin player too, playing his old Gibson mandolin. Here he is with a tune called Brewski. Thanks for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Tune in again next week. I hope you are going to enjoy next week's program just as much as you've enjoyed this one. Bye.